Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now, that call-in on what tourists should do in Queens. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. You know how they say Bushwick is the new Williamsburg? Well, Queens wants to be the new Brooklyn, at least in terms of tourism. Did you hear about the new push in the borough to make Queens a destination in the same way as its neighbor Brooklyn has become? Because obviously Manhattan. But a couple of candidates in the race for Queens Borough President want to shine a spotlight on the borough's tourism attractions. And we read about this in Crane's New York Business. They've got a few proposals about getting the word out about what Queens has to offer. And we want to know what your recommendations are for must-see Queens attractions. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you had friends visiting from out of town, where would you take them in Queens? What's on the agenda for a day in Queens? Who knows? There might be some tourists listening right now. So we want your recommendations. What did you see in Queens? 212-433-9692. We've been collecting some of your suggestions through the morning on Facebook and Twitter. And actually, there are so many. We love this post from listener Amy on Facebook. There's a sweeping view of Manhattan. Oh, I'm already suspicious. I'm sight reading this. So you got to go to Queens. Why go to Queens? Because you can see Manhattan. But okay, there's a sweeping view of Manhattan to be had, remarkably from the rooftop parking lot of the Stop and Shop on Northern Boulevard and 48th Street in Long Island City. I always take visitors there. It's really jaw-dropping. So I'll read some other ones that are coming in on social media, and we'll take yours on the phones. Use the hashtag on Twitter, must see Queens, or call 212-433-WNYC. What should people see in Queens right after this? Brian Lehrer on WNYC with your must see Queens recommendations. You can use that hashtag if you're on Twitter, must see Queens. But don't be a quitter. Call us up and tell us what people should see in that borough on the other side from Manhattan of the, okay, I'll call it the Ed Koch Bridge. I have to call it the 59th Street Bridge, though, because it's really what it is. Lou and the Queensborough Bridge, depending on which side you're starting from. Lou in Old Greenwich. You used to live in Astoria, is that right?
Well, actually, I lived in Bayside for about a year with my wife. She's a Queens native.
Okay.
And must-see is Louis Armstrong's house, Ice Cream of Corona. I love the Spa Castle. And there's a ton of places to eat, but one of our favorites is Max's Brauhaus. Great German food and beer.
Lou, I'm going to leave it there. We have a lot of noise in the background there. Yeah, he mentioned the Louis Armstrong house. One of the Facebook posts we got was from Jason, who wrote, I'm going to jump on the Louis Armstrong Museum bandwagon. I was actually dragged there by a visiting out-of-town friend who was an Armstrong fanatic and wasn't expecting much. But wow, writes Jason, I was blown away. The house is a shrine, a history lesson, and a well-preserved evocation of mid-late 20th century life in NYC. Carol Ann in Bayside. You're on WNYC. Hi, Carol Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have three recommendations. One is actually including the Louis Armstrong house, and it is the Jazz Trail, because that's only one of the stops on the Jazz Trail within Queens. There is the Freedom Trail, which starts in Flushing, where the Flushing Remonstrance was signed, and the Bound House, built in the 1600s, which was also part of the Underground Railroad, and the oldest Quaker meeting house in Queens. And the third one would be Fort Totten, which is in Bayside, and it houses the Bayside Historical Society.
Carol Ann, thank you very much. Also, nice view of the water there at Fort Totten, I happen to know, and the Bronx side of the across the Throgs Neck Bridge there. Lauren in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was just on a class trip with my daughter last week in Flushing, and we went to the Ganesh Temple, and it was beautiful.
What's there at the Ganesh Temple?
It's a Hindu temple, and they have a wonderful canteen, and you can go with class trips, you can go with your family, and they're very welcoming, and you take off your slippers, your shoes when you enter, and as long as you're very respectful, you can go, and it's lovely.
Thank you very much. All right, some more from Facebook. Paul wrote, go see the New York Mets at the new Shea, end quote, and we edited some derogatory remarks about the Mets from Paul's statement. But if you're going to Queens, you know, try not to slam the Mets too much despite their recent troubles. I actually think Citi Field is a more kind of welcoming, friendly place than the new Yankee Stadium. On Twitter, somebody suggested Queens Bike Highway pointed out that the Queens Museum of Art has a model of every building in New York City. That's the famous old New York City panorama right off the 7 train. Alexander in Long Island City, you're on WNYC. What should tourists do in Queens?
I would recommend strongly check out Long Island City. During the summer, you always have the PS1 parties on Saturdays that are always fun. I'm an artist, photographer who has my studio in Long Island City. We have open studios coming up at the end of May, and there's plenty of art galleries around here. I would say enough to rival Williamsburg. I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I live in Harlem, but I got to say Long Island City's got a lot of flavor going on.
Thank you very much. Roberta in Lower Manhattan, what should people do in Queens? Hi.
I think people should get an overview of the borough by taking the number 7 train from Times Square all the way out to the end and get off at every stop because you'll end up in a different ethnic community.
Thank you. Albert in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. What should people do in Queens?
Well, one of the best overlooked museums in New York is the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria. And I just wanted to say last weekend I took some friends from Mexico City to the end of the number 7 line to the Golden Pavilion, Chinese food, and the little stands there, and they loved it. And on the way back, we got off at 74th Street, and we saw the existing part of what exists of Little India there. They were just bright-eyed, and they loved it. They thought it was fantastic.
Albert, thank you very much. What should people do in Queens if they're tourists is the question on the table, 212-433-9692 on Facebook. Mariha posts that Forest Hills Gardens are a must-see, as well as the Queens Museum of Art and the Queens Zoo, which is never too crowded and great for toddlers, she says. George tweeted, the New York Hall of Science is pretty cool, especially during the annual World Maker Fair. On Facebook, Bill suggested a tour of the Steinway & Sons factory in Astoria, the piano factory. And Matt posted, simple, blanket, takeout, well-concealed bottle of wine, and an afternoon at the Socrates Sculpture Park. Can't beat it. Annette, in Queens.
Hi.
We're in Queens. Hi, Annette.
Hi, I'm in Flushing, Queens.
Uh-huh.
One of the best things to do for exercise is you've come a little bit west of Fort Totten. There's a beautiful walk against the water that ends up on Utopia Parkway, Robin Wood Park. And if you really want to get healthy, it really brings you back. It's so beautiful.
Thank you very much. Linda in Rockaway Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
What you got?
We have a lot. We're fighting to come back. We still have a beautiful ocean. We have restaurants that will be open on Memorial Day where you can sit on the bay and watch the water. We have, what do we have? We have surfers. We have wonderful concessions that they're fighting hard to reopen. And we could certainly, oh, we also have some lovely shops on Beach 116th Street where people could find some really lovely items. And we're fighting hard to come back, and we'd really appreciate the tourism.
So on the comeback trail from Sandy, one of the reasons to be a tourist in the road. Now stay there, Linda, because we're going to this is worth a group shout out. So we're going to put Marlene in Far Rockaway on with you right now. Marlene, you there?
Yes, I am. Why is no one mentioning Far Rockaway, one of the most beautiful beaches in the world?
I agree.
By the end of June, the A train would be back up. I recommend that people with visitors from anywhere take A train out over Jamaica Bay to Far Rockaway and the beautiful beaches out here.
And is there public beach access where you can
go everywhere.
The blanket and the whole thing?
Yes, yes. All the beaches are public out here. And there are lifeguards and food concessions at 96th Street, Rockaway Taco and Red Hook Lobster Pound. It's pretty good.
Thank you very much, Linda and Marlene. Rockaway on the comeback trail. Tom in Long Island City or on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
And I see Hunter's Point, first stop out from Grand Central on the 7. There's a fantastic brew pub called Alewife, 35 taps. The Gantry State Park is gorgeous. You can lie on the grassy bank and watch the sunset. They have hammocks in the summertime. Also, there's a Rockaway Brewing Company has opened in Hunter's Point as well.
All right. Go to Queens for the brews. Alex in Bayside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, I was going to suggest there's an old factory building that you can see from the 7 train. It has some of the best graffiti in the world. Has been known for bringing some of the best talent from around the world. It's a big yellow building on Jackson Boulevard in Long Island City. Unfortunately, it's going to get torn down soon. So hurry up and see it while it lasts.
Thank you. And Liz in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I was going to recommend Socrates, but someone beat me to the punch. But the other place is the Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge to do one of their walks, and you feel like you could be on Cape Cod and you see all kinds of shorebirds and wildlife, and it's a wonderful refuge from the city.
All right, Liz, thank you. And thanks to all of you who called or tweeted or posted on Facebook about this. There are so many of these great Queens for Tourists recommendations, so you can keep the conversation going on Twitter with the hashtag MustSeeQueens or on Facebook at facebook.com/BrianLehrer WNYC. If you're planning ahead for next weekend, there's clearly a lot to do in Queens. And guess who's going to have the last word? The Ramones.